This autumn, the Mezipatra Queer Film Festival will celebrate 10 years of showing gay and lesbian-themed films to the Czechs. The festival is held between the 23rd of October and the 8th of November in Brno, Prague and several other cities around the country, under the motto "The Third World War of the Sexes." In this edition of One on One, our guest is the festival's director, Aleš Rumpel, who explains what the main focus of this year's Mezipatra is.
Every edition of the festival has a special thematic focus. We try to explore a particular theme through films and debates and off-program events. This year, we call the theme the Third World War of the Sexes. And we're looking at how individual people stick to the cultural binary definitions of male and female, and how we are all trapped by the dichotomy of male and female, masculine, feminine, even in queer communities.
That seems to be very interesting, because of course the media sometimes focus only on the issue of how the majority population views the queer or gay and lesbian community in the Czech Republic. So what are the issues? What are some of the biggest issues within the community?
There's definitely a lot of issues, but we are trying to look at how people reject other people who are not normative in ways they understand as desirable. So, of course, there's different kinds of normativity for gays and lesbians also. You know, certain gay men will reject gay men who are effeminate or camp, and certain lesbians might reject, you know, women who wear makeup. So this is what we're looking at, how these ideas of proper masculinity or proper femininity, you know, are well and alive even in gay and lesbian contexts, which should be more open to variety of expressions.
The expression Third World War of the Sexes sounds really dramatic. Is the situation dramatic as well?
I think it is very dramatic for every single person, actually, in Western cultures, because the norms are very strict and it's really impossible to step across the borders, or if you do so, you'll be punished. For instance, just imagine walking in your office in high heels. Probably you wouldn't make it on the way from your home. And, you know, this is a funny way to look at it. But I think that the norms of masculinity and femininity are really strict. And I think this is an issue for everybody, because, you know, if we were more flexible in understanding of what gender is and more accepting of different gender expressions, I think this would be more liberating for everybody, really, regardless of, you know, sexual or emotional orientation.
Is that the reason why, for the first time, the festival is queer rather than gay and lesbian?
We have been discussing a change of the subtitle for a long time, because, of course, we don't only show gay and lesbian film making art and content, but also we have a very mixed audience. Every year we ask our audience how they identify, and every year we have a very diverse turnout. So people who come to Mezipatra are both gay and lesbian and straight, and the term queer really encompasses different kinds of identities, not also gay and lesbian, but also trans or bi, or people who are straight but who do not really conform to the, you know, general idea of normative sexuality.
Let's go back to the actual festival for a moment. What would you say are the highlights of the film program?
My personal favorite is Derek Jarman, who, of course, died 15 years ago. So this is a bit of a sad anniversary this year. And Derek Jarman is one of the greatest queer filmmakers of all times, I think. So each year we do a retrospective profile. We look back at a really prominent filmmaker from the past or the present. And this year is Derek Jarman, and we'll be showing four of his major films. And also we're doing a special exhibition at the Václav Špála Gallery, which is one of the top galleries in Prague. And we'll be showing his non-narrative experimental films, such as Angelic Conversations or Blue. And we've also asked really interesting young artists from around here to collaborate in the exhibit. So we have Radim Labuda, who won Jindřich Chlopecký Award for the best artist under the age of 35, or Tamara Moises, who traditionally does very political and very controversial projects. So I'm really excited about the exhibition and the entire Derek Jarman retrospective.
I also saw that you're going to show one of the blockbusters of this season, generally speaking, Bruno, of course, with Sacha Baron Cohen. Is that a rare occasion where a majority movie, if I may say so, finds its place in your festival as well?
Well, there hasn't been many of those. First of all, there hasn't been many gay films that have been theatrically released in the Czech distribution system. We decided to include Bruno because it really works for the theme of the Third World War of the Sexes, because the main character really is very camp and really is blatantly different. And I think that is very unacceptable to a lot of gay people in the Czech Republic who want to appear as normal and quote-unquote respectable. So I think this will really work within the program.
This year you have a block of documentaries from Prague's FAMU Film School, as well as a Czech TV block. But what about Czech feature film? Are there any Czech filmmakers that would produce movies that would be interesting for your festival?
Not really. There have been only a few, but the film Dolls, or Pusinky in Czech, actually received a special mention by the main jury a few years ago, and this is the reason why we're bringing the film back. We've prepared a special selection of films that we are showing online, so people within the Czech Republic can watch feature-length films that received the main jury award in the past editions, and Pusinky, having received the special mention, is one of the films that people can revisit on our internet special website.
The festival started in the year of 2000 in the Moravian city of Brno and only came to Prague 4 years ago. Is the Brno queer community more active than the one in the Czech capital?
I would say that overall Brno has more of a civic activism or civic life. There's major NGOs such as Duha, who do environmental projects, or Nesehnutí, who do social activism. It's probably important to mention that Brno has about, I think, 60,000 students in a population of 400,000. So there is a lot of youth movement going on. So I think that the reason why there's so much gay and lesbian things going on in Brno, as opposed to Prague, superficially looking at it, is the overall civic spirit of the city.
Well, the spirit of the city did not show very much this year at Brno Town Hall, because you did not receive, of course, financial support from city officials. But still, the festival is held under the auspices of the city's vice mayor. Does that mean that the officials at the town hall are split or divided over the festival?
Absolutely. We have had sort of fluctuating support from the city over the past 10 years. There was a year when we received 5,000 crowns as funding from the city council. And the support we are receiving this year is from the Green Party and from Brno 2006, which is a grouping of independent candidates. There is a coalition in the city council, and the Christian Democrats have traditionally been very strong in the city of Brno, and they have publicly stated that the reason why we're not receiving funding this year is because we're gay and lesbian film festival. So it's not a secret that the conservative parties in Brno are opposed to the festival.